for example, Peter, these are indicated today's date is 08/29/2024. Dictation is for Emma Cabrera. Cabrera spells C-A-B-R-E-R-A. Emma spells E-M-A. Date of birth is 01/13/2009. This is a 15-year-old child accompanied by mom here with throat pain, period. Mom indicated that child has been hurting for the past 3 days, came in today because of increased pain, and increased pain with swallowing, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports headaches, that his headache is located behind her eyes and in her cheeks, period. Next paragraph, patient reports painful swallowing. She reports body aches. Next line, patient reports ear pain. Next line, she reports cough, says cough is dry, non-productive, coughing worse at night, but says she's able to sleep through it, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented, obese young lady, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air, blood pressure 117 over 70, pulse 102, respiration 18, temperature 97.0. Period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous, edematous, tonsils, uvula, and pharynx. No exudate present. Uvula is midline and mobile. Period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. She has tender, palpable nodes in the anterior cervical triangle. This is bilaterally. Period. Next paragraph. Ear, no erythema, no edema, no effusion, good light reflex. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal. Correction. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented and recurring nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis. Number 2 is acute myalgia. Number 3 is COVID infection. Period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in the clinic today: COVID, strep, and flu. Flu and strep were negative. COVID is positive. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: 1 Paxlovid, standard dose, 1 dose BID for 5 days. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash. She will gargle 10 milliliters. She can either swallow or spit out every morning. She would gargle and spit out 15 milliliters for 4 days. Number 60. Next medication, prednisone, 10 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 10 days. Number 10. Next medication. She was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.